Welcome back to Meteorology Matters, everybody. It's awesome to have you with us again. Today, we're going to be looking at how meteorology, you know, shakes things up in other areas, especially the world of insurance.
Yeah.
Get ready for some eye-opening stuff about what's going on with insurance in Florida.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, isn't it? We think of meteorology as just like predicting the weather, but it, you know, has these ripple effects on, you know, so many aspects of our lives.
Oh, absolutely. And you really see it in Florida, right? I mean, sun, beaches, hurricanes.
Right.
Insurance is like that crucial safety net for Floridians when those storms hit. And it's a heavily regulated industry for a good reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Those regulations are in place to protect consumers and make sure that, you know, those companies can actually pay up when disaster strikes.
Okay, so let's set the scene for everyone. Florida, beautiful coastline, sunshine, but also a hurricane magnet. You basically have to have homeowners insurance there.
It's not optional. But here's the thing. The Florida insurance market has been on a roller coaster lately.
It really has. We've seen premiums, you know, increasing drastically, companies struggling to stay afloat, and some even going bankrupt. And, you know, the usual suspects, hurricanes and lawsuits are often blamed. But is that really the whole story?
Right. That's the big question. And that's where this fascinating study from 2022 comes in. It took a deep dive into the finances of Florida insurers from 2017 to 2019, you know, after those big hurricanes Irma and Michael.
Right.
What they found is, well, kind of shocking.
Yeah.
So one of the things that stood out was how Florida insurance companies are actually structured. They often have these affiliate companies that handle different parts of the business,
right,
like claims, underwriting, that kind of thing. Wait, hold on. Affiliate companies.
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly? Is that typical in the insurance world?
Not really. It's pretty unique to Florida, actually. Large national insurers, they usually handle everything in-house. Interesting. So you've got these Florida insurers with their separate affiliates.
Right.
What did this study uncover about them?
Well, this is where things get pretty interesting. Many Florida insurers were reporting losses during those years, right? But their affiliate companies, they were making huge profits.
Wait a minute. So the insurance companies are saying they're losing money,
yeah,
but their affiliates are raking it in. Something doesn't add up here.
Exactly. And the numbers are pretty astounding. The insurers in the study, they had a combined net loss of $432 million. And that's excluding some of the really extreme cases. But their affiliates, they pulled in a whopping $1.8 billion in profit.
Wow. That's massive difference. It almost seems like some kind of shell game, you know, moving money around to avoid scrutiny.
That's pretty much the conclusion that the author of the study reached. Yeah. They found that 19 out of 30 Florida-based companies were paying excessive fees to their affiliates. And this kind of, you know, profit shifting can really weaken insurance companies, leaving them less equipped to pay out claims when a big storm hits.
That's a scary thought. So if another major hurricane slams Florida and these insurance companies can't pay up, what happens to the homeowners? That's a recipe for disaster.
It's a huge risk, for sure. And that's why, you know, regulators are starting to take notice and try to get ahead of this.
So what are they doing about it? What's the plan to prevent this from happening down the road?
Well, they're trying to figure out what fair and reasonable fees should be for these affiliate relationships, you know, to start. And they're also pushing for more transparency, requiring companies to actually report specific dollar amounts instead of just percentages.
Oh, okay. So instead of saying, oh, we're paying our affiliate 25% of premiums, they'd have to say, you know, we're giving them $50 million. For example.
Exactly. It's about increasing oversight and ensuring that the, you know, these financial structures are actually working for the people who are paying for the insurance, the ones who need it.
This is incredible. It really highlights how meteorology goes way beyond just forecasting the weather. You know, it's about understanding those chain reactions, how it impacts other industries, our wallets, our lives.
Absolutely. And that's really just, you know, the tip of the iceberg. We're gonna delve deeper into this whole insurance situation in the next part of our show.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Mm. It really is a complicated situation, isn't it? You know, it starts with a hurricane and the damage it does. But when you really dig deeper, you find like these complex financial maneuvers that can really affect whether people are actually protected when another storm comes.
Yeah, it's like one of those Russian nesting dolls, you know, one hidden inside another.
Right, exactly.
And speaking of uncovering layers, that study we talked about, that was from 2017 to 2019. So what's been going on since then? Has the Florida insurance market calmed down at all?
No, unfortunately, not really. It's been, kind of a crisis for the last several years, actually. Premiums have continued to go up, more companies have gone under, and homeowners, they're finding it like really difficult to find affordable
It
coverage.
sounds like a perfect storm of bad news.
Yeah.
You've got these increasingly frequent and powerful hurricanes, the rising cost of reinsurance. And by the way, for anyone who's not familiar with that term, reinsurance is basically insurance for insurance companies, and it's getting a lot more expensive. And then on top of that, you have this whole issue of, questionable financial practices within the industry itself. It's a mess.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. It's a multifaceted problem. And, a lot of people have pointed to lawsuits and fraud, as being the main issues. But this study really shows, another layer of complexity. These affiliate relationships, they're not necessarily bad in themselves, but they do need, much closer scrutiny, and there needs to be tighter regulations to make sure they're not being used to, manipulate the system.
Yeah, and it sounds like lawmakers and regulators are finally starting to pay attention to this issue. You mentioned that they're, working on defining fair and reasonable fees, and they're pushing for more transparency.
Right.
So what does that look like in practice?
Well, there's definitely a growing awareness that the current rules need like a major update. Florida's insurance commissioner has been really pushing for reforms to like curb potential abuses with these affiliate setups. One of the key proposals is to like make it mandatory that any fees paid to affiliates, they have to be directly tied to the actual cost of the services they're providing. So this would prevent companies from, artificially inflating those fees and basically just siphoning off profits.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like, if you're charging for a service, then show me what it actually costs you to do it. Is there any pushback from the industry on these kinds of reforms?
There's always going to be some resistance to change, especially when it comes to financial regulations. Some people are saying that these reforms would like stifle innovation and make it harder for companies to do business.
But come on, I mean, how can you argue against transparency and fairness? If a company is actually providing value at a reasonable price, then they shouldn't have anything to hide, right?
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But the truth is that, some companies have gotten used to doing things a certain way, and change, can be disruptive. So it's this balancing act of trying to protect consumers while also, ensuring that the industry can function effectively.
It sounds like Florida's insurance market is like at a crossroads. You've got these huge forces colliding, the hurricanes, the financial challenges, and now the increased scrutiny from regulators. It's going to be really interesting to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, no, it's a crucial time for the industry, that's for sure. The decisions that get made, in the next few years, they're going to have big consequences for homeowners and, the entire future of insurance in Florida.
And it really emphasizes how important meteorology is in all of this. It's not just about understanding, the risks of hurricanes, but also analyzing the financial systems that are supposed to protect us from those risks.
Yeah, absolutely. This dive into insurance has really highlighted how interconnected all of this is. Meteorology, finance, regulations, they all come together to shape the insurance landscape.
It's a good reminder that we can't just focus on the weather in isolation. We need to see that bigger picture, the way it ripples out to other industries, and ultimately how it impacts our lives in very real ways.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that brings us to the big question. What does all this mean for the future of Florida's insurance market? As climate change keeps, fueling these more intense weather events, will these financial structures be strong enough to handle the pressure?
It really does, yeah. It all comes back to that big question we were talking about earlier. What does the future look like for Florida's insurance market? With climate change making these big weather events even more intense, can these financial systems really handle it? That's a question that honestly keeps me up at night. We're seeing more hurricanes, stronger hurricanes, the sea levels are rising, and reinsurance is getting so expensive. Then you add in the potential for problems because of these, iffy financial dealings. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's a valid concern. And it goes beyond just the insurance companies, right? It's about the homeowners, the people who depend on them. If more companies start going belly up, we might get to a point where lots of people in Florida just can't get insurance they can afford.
That's a frightening thought.
Yeah.
It would make it almost impossible to live on the coast for a lot of folks.
Exactly. It would be devastating for the real estate market, the economy, the whole social fabric of Florida.
So what can we do? Is there any hope here?
Well, I don't have a magic crystal ball or anything, but I do think there are solutions. It'll take a multi-pronged approach, though. We need tougher regulations to make sure insurance companies are financially sound and to stop abuse within these affiliate things.
Yeah.
And we've got to invest in, like, mitigation efforts, right, to lessen the impact of hurricanes and really address climate change head on. And we need to get creative. We need to look at new insurance models that can adapt to these changing risks.
That sounds like a huge undertaking, but it's obviously something we can't just ignore. The future of Florida, and I bet a lot of other coastal areas around the world, depends on it.
Absolutely. It's a call to action. You know, policymakers, industry leaders, even individuals, we all need to recognize these challenges are connected and we have to work together.
This has been a really fascinating look at the world of insurance and, you know, how it's all tied up with meteorology. I've learned a lot, and I hope our listeners have too.
It's been great chatting with you about all this. And remember, everyone, being informed is important. The more we understand about these complicated systems, the better we can make good decisions and push for change.
And speaking of learning more, if you want to dig deeper into hurricanes and their impact, make sure to follow our hurricane expert, Rob Jones, on social media. He's on Instagram at Meteorologist, on TikTok at TV Meteorologist. And for a deep dive into all things hurricane, check out his YouTube channel, Rob Jones Hurricane.
That's right. And that's where you'll find the Meteorology Matters podcast playlist, too, for even more insights into the fascinating world of weather.
Thanks for joining us on Meteorology Matters. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe.